This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Hi, welcome to Diversity Dispatch, your local queer and rainbow podcast.
Hello, hello. How is everybody?
Hope you're all good. Good evening. Kia ora tātou.
Hello.
Another day, another night.
So Trixie Mattel hosted the 2025 Emmys.
Yeah, when did that happen?
2025.
Oh, okay. So this year. Or was it last year? When is this being aired? Who knows? It's a mystery.
This is a backup episode. We're just talking.
Yeah. What was the thing that you said the other time? Yesterday is history. Today. Today is something.
And I couldn't remember it last time either.
Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift.
That's why we call it the present.
Yes. And yeah, and it's a mystery as to when this is going to be aired because it's our backup.
Yes. Anyway,
and Trixie Mattel hosted.
I'm a fan of Trixie Mattel. I don't feel like that's a secret. And if it is, I haven't been talking about myself enough.
No. What's your favorite of her songs?
I've been really, really into Mama Don't Make Me Put the Dress On Again.
Okay. Yeah.
What were you going to ask?
I'm just going to pretend that I know these songs, but I was just like curious to hear your thoughts on your favorite songs.
I just really like it. And I also really like her cover of Video Games. Yeah.
Have you performed to that?
No, I did do Hello, Hello by
okay.
her.
Yeah. You should do the Video Games one at some stage.
I've been thinking, okay, because I sing. I've been thinking about singing live and like trying that.
Ooh.
But I need to bolster my confidence some more before I do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, but potentially something to look out for.
Yeah. Well, hopefully hosting Revolution gives you that confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a cat girl face?
A what girl face?
Cat girl.
Cat girl?
Or cat boy face.
What do you mean by that?
You don't know what a cat girl is or a cat boy?
Okay. No.
So
I just shook my head. I realized that radio listeners can't actually see me shaking my head.
But it's, okay, so
do
it's...
You mean, is it like Catwoman?
No. Oh. It's like this disgusting, awful thing that the internet came up with, where it's like human hybrids with like cat ears and cat tails and stuff.
So... woman cat.
sure.
Well, I'm just thinking like in the comics, they've got Batman, right?
With
the man that dresses as a bat, but then they've got Man Bat, which is a hybrid Batman.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So cat girl. It's
often sexualized.
Yeah. I was going to say, is this like a furry?
I don't know enough about furries to really comment on that or anything, but it's like, I think it's sort of part of that, but it's also just sort of part of internet culture.
Okay. No, well, I'm going to have to say no, I've never had a cat girl phase or a cat boy phase.
I did.
Okay.
I had a phase where I wore cat ears a lot.
Okay.
And I just wanted to confess that.
Okay. I'm glad you got that out of your system.
And you know what? Anytime I do stage kitten work, I reawaken that part of myself.
Oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I actually have been to like a few drag shows where the stage kitten has actually dressed up as
it's
a
usually me
kitten.
Or Honkers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Honkers has got those cool
the cat ears and the tail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jealous but not even just not, not not just at our shows as well, but like the ones that I went to in Wellington. Their stage kitten would be all catified and yeah.
I think it is
catalogued.
I know.
Ah, there we go.
I think it is like a theatre thing.
Yeah.
That I just don't know much about. Mm-hmm. I just think it's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like when I did stage kitten work, or like the first time I did, because the second time I didn't have time, but I like did like cat eyeliner and the cat ears and it was a good time, fun time.
Good time. The closest I've got is to like being weirdly obsessed with that awful Halle Berry Catwoman movie and...
I don't think I know it.
It's best you don't.
Well, now I have to watch
it. It's as a kid, you know those experiences where you watch a movie as a kid and you like absolute love it and think it's
and then you rewatch it as an adult and you're like, oh.
Or you find out that it was critically panned and you're like, why? And then
why do you care so much what critics think if you enjoy the movie?
Well, I feel this way about Charlie's Angels too. I still love that as an adult, as campy as it is, but Catwoman just actually going back was bad, as was Fantastic Four.
Yeah, but it's like your opinion.
Yeah.
I don't care what the critics think.
Yeah. But no, the critics were objectively correct when it came to Catwoman being a terrible movie.
What about it was bad?
Well, I'll go, Halle Berry, she's an Oscar-winning actress. She earned herself what they call a Razzie Award, which is the awards that they give in Hollywood to the worst. So they have like, oh, worst film of the year, worst actor of the year, and she got worst actress. It is pretty bad. I mean, and the CGI was bad, and the storyline was bad, and it wasn't even based on this Catwoman from the comics, so there was just lots of things wrong with it. It was just... But it was kind of camp. I did like, she was just... Yeah, it was... But
what about Cats? Have you seen Cats?
No, I'm not going to. I'm sorry. I am not going to watch
that. What about the theatre production? I'm not talking about the CGI one.
I will consider going to watch a theatre production, but just knowing that it has absolutely no basis for story or anything like that just makes me kind of a few towards it. But I will go see it for the theatre production value if it ever comes.
I have absolutely zero intention of watching the CGI one with Taylor Swift and all that, because that just looks terrible.
Yeah. It made... I heard Andrew Lloyd Webber...
Did she get a... What is it? The worst act.
No, I don't think she did, but Andrew Lloyd Webber, who wrote it,
the CGI one.
Yeah, he wrote the musical.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was him. Anyway.
Well, they're all musicals.
Yeah, but he wrote the music. Whoever wrote the musical was so offended by Cats, the CGI movie.
Yeah.
That he went and got a dog as a pet.
As a political statement?
As a support animal, and to make him, because he obviously ended up just hating cats so much after that. He's like, aww. I want a dog instead. That's how bad it is.
I love cats.
Yeah.
I'm a cat person. I love cats.
Yeah.
Cats. Dogs are okay. They're just too enthusiastic for me. I want like the cool disinterest of a cat.
Yeah. Does she hate me? Does she like me? Who knows?
But then you get that rare snatch of affection and you know that the cat really means it.
Yeah, yeah. I had that with my cat growing up. Like, she would never approach... She would occasionally approach you and occasionally come and sit on your lap. But then there were days... And if she did sit on your lap, it would be only for a little bit. But then there was one time... Sometimes she'd be like, okay, I'm going to stay on you all night and just sit on your lap. And she'd be like, yes, rub me. Give me those rubs. I'm like, oh, shit. See, she chose me. I am the chosen one.
The chosen one. See, it's hard to win a cat's affection, and that's why it's so highly valued.
Mm.
Whereas a dog would be nice to pretty much anyone as long as you give it food.
Although, fun fact about that, dogs will not actually provide snacks to their owner if given the option to. And that might make not any sense to you. Might not make any sense to you, but I'll explain it. They did a study in which they trained dogs so they had dogs in a room and they saw that if this button here was pressed, then a snack would be dispensed to them.
Yeah.
So they knew to beg for the human master to give them a snack by pressing the button.
Mm.
When the situation was reversed and humans were sitting behind where the snack was dispensed and dogs were in front of the button, they fully knew that that's what it did.
And they didn't.
Despite how much the owners begged, the dogs would just not return the favor.
Wow. See, because that's interesting. Because cats, like, I don't know if it's been, like, studied or anything, but there's definitely been, like, people who have personally talked about it. Like, they've been, like, sick in bed and stuff, and their cat has brought them the kibble and stuff to, like, try and feed them.
Mm. I've also heard... of the stories of the cats that go and sleep on the old people's beds and then before they die.
The death cats. I don't know if that's like actually happened more than once or if it's just that one story that got really, really popularized.
I've heard it a few times from multiple sources, like in different residents.
Right.
Like it's not like, yeah.
Because I've never encountered it personally or like spoken in person to someone who had encountered it.
I know someone that used to work at an old folks home and they said that they did have one that was mysteriously did gravitate towards particular rooms.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's like a hormone or a pheromone that you're like creating that the cat can sense that's like preceding death.
Mm. Who knows?
Because I know that, like, when you're, like, terminally ill and stuff and you're, like, really quite poorly, you, like, suddenly get better, like, a day or two before you actually pass.
Right.
I know that that's, like, a recorded thing that happens. Mm. So I wonder if it's, like, I don't know, the body knows it's dying and starts preparing biologically.
Yeah.
Even if you're still...
Mm.
And then the cat can sense that.
Mm. Depends on what you're dying of, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so cats do that, apparently.
Mm.
But also, I think I don't think it's just exclusive to cats. I think other animals have noted it being observed to do it as well.
So that's why I think it's sort of like a hormone thing or some sort of pheromone.
Yeah.
I know there was this woman who posted her story online that her cat was like really had like abandonment issues or something. But every morning she would like grab her purse to go to work and find just like kibble all through her bag. And she would clean it out, and every morning there would be more kibble in the purse. And it's like the cat's packing her a lunch.
Oh, so please come back.
Eat well on your travels.
I made snacks.
I love cats. And they're so cute.
See, I'm again confused bisexual, can't make up his mind. I like both cats and dogs, and I want one of each so that they can be friends like Milo and Otis.
But what if they hate each other?
They won't, because they're going to be friends. That's the whole point. They have to be friends.
I really like watching this pet groomer called Girl with the Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like her handle online and everything. But she does like cats and dogs. And I really like watching her stuff because she's in Canada somewhere. But she's just really good, and she like explains like, oh, I can tell that the animal is stressed because they're doing this. And it's like, this animal has a history of this, so I'm going to do this. And just like really talking about it and like the kindness that she extends to the animals and the understanding as well. And she often will like take on animals that have been banned from pretty much every other groomer because they're either aggressive or just too hard to groom and that sort of thing. And she'll like take them on and do her best. And I think it's really cool.
Hmm.
And I enjoy watching her videos. She's a lovely, soothing voice. Like Bob Ross quality of voice.
All right.
It's really nice.
So Girl with the Dogs.
Girl with the Dogs.
Okay.
I can send her send you some of her stuff if you like.
Okay.
But yeah, she does all kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the dogs too, but I like the cats better.
Mm.
Yeah. And I watch a lot of animal grooming videos, actually, now that I think about it. Like, there's this other person that I watch, Nate the Hoof Guy, that does hoof.
Yeah.
Hooves.
Horses?
No, for cows and cattle.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Most of it is, like, pretty, not gross, but it's, like, they've been injured, so there's, like, pus and blood and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I love watching it. It's so satisfying.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not very good with, like, gross things like that. You know, how some people like get weirdly obsessed with watching like Dr. Pimple Popper. I cannot do that at all. I'm like, nah, too much for me.
I love it.
I can't. I can do.
I don't seek it out, but when I come upon it, I will partake.
No. I see it. I'm like, no. But the weird thing is, I like watching or doing it myself. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll pop my pimples.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh, I love seeing it coming out of me. But the moment I see it coming out of someone else, I'm like, oh, help me, please, Lord.
Oh, my God. Such intimate details from Samuel today.
Yeah. Hey, we're all confessing things on the show today.
I'm a cat person.
Yeah. The other thing that came closest to me being obsessed with or doing the cat thing is Britney Spears' cat suit, the infamous red pleather suit that she wore in Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
That's her cat suit. That's called a cat suit.
Yeah.
So that's the closest I've got.
That's the closest, right.
Yeah.
I was not understanding for
a long time. Yeah, sorry. It was an obscure link. It was a stretch, if anything.
Unlike the stretch of that cat suit.
Woo.
Ayo.
Oh my gosh, I was trying to make an inappropriate joke about camel toe just then, but I couldn't.
But you can't, it's radio.
We're after dark.
Yeah, but we still can't.
We just talk, it's just a fashion faux pas, really. It's just the body in a cat suit.
Was she given camel toe?
Oh, they joked about it, but I don't think it was really.
Yeah. But they also like, don't they like Photoshop or a lot in all her videos?
No, it was just work. beep.
Just work bit. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Work female dog.
Yeah. yeah, but that was weird. It was basically that Hollywood is weird how they just do that and get weirdly obsessed with particularly women's bodies. And like, oh, well, we have to make her slimmer, even though like she's just got a perfectly normal, already still fit body anyway. So strange.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This is kind of amusing to me, but it's also kind of sad to a lot of other people. Toxic masculinity and all these like fashion, like this is how your body has to look as a man, right? Mm. A lot of it is self-imposed by men. And like this is not like women saying like, oh, you need to be
more
muscly.
I know, yeah.
And I only found this out recently.
Yeah, they've done that poll and they're like, oh, men, what do you think women want from a man's body? And they always choose the shredded, most muscular thing. And then all the women are like, nah, I prefer the dad bod. I prefer this one that's just was mid-tier. And the guys...
Oh, mid-tier. What is tier?
I mean, like just like average body.
Yeah.
I don't mean mid as in like low quality. I mean like, yeah. But like just like... an average body, average normal body, and then you should tell the guys that think that they have to look jacked or completely shredded or completely muscular and masculine, and they're like, no, the women don't want the average bodies, you're wrong, blah, 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 and that they're imposing these, like you said.
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, and they're just causing this kind of, that's why we call it toxic masculinity, folks, because they're calling it, they're creating this,
this idea of what masculinity is supposed to be.
And it's harming them because they have, it's toxic not just to others, but it's also toxic to themselves.
Mm.
They're like.
But I think it's interesting because I'm going to call them body rules in a very sarcastic way, referring to like the fake and stupid rules that people impose on other people's bodies.
Yeah.
I feel like talking about that, like men and women are often lumped in the same category. It's like, this is how a man is supposed to look and this is how a woman is supposed to look and that's the same thing. Mm. But it's very, very different how they came about. And I guess I just sort of never considered how different the origins were of those two ideas, if that makes sense.
The ideals, the ideal body types.
The ideas of the ideal, but they're not ideal.
No.
They're anorexic and dehydrated. That's, you know, like bodybuilders and stuff, they will like literally just like dehydrate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
Days. Mm-hmm. Ugh. But that, healthy. Don't do that.
No. Just look after your body. Eat well. Stay fit. If you get muscles and get jacked and get abs as a result of that, that's
good for you.
That's fine. Otherwise, if you're still fit and healthy, but you don't have those, that's cool too.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy and healthy, that's the most important thing.
Muscles do not define health.
No. And... also, your level of body fat does not define health either. Because you can, I can't remember his handle, but there's this guy that I follow that goes to the gym all the time, and he's got some muscle, but he's got some...
Is this the guy that recorded you at the gym, or is this someone else?
This is like an influencer person. Right.
And but didn't you say that guy was an influencer as well? Like a small time?
We're sidetracking.
Sorry.
But he's got body fat, and he's got... I wouldn't say a belly, but he's just, you know, soft.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I like soft. That's what I want to look like.
Yeah. He's soft and he's hairy and he's got some muscle, but he's still fit. But he gets a lot of online criticism from like those, you know, those toxic masculine dude bros. They're like, oh no, you're fat, you're unhealthy, you're not shredded, blah, 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 blah.
That's not true.
And it's not true. He's still fit. He's still healthy. He still looks good. And it's just sad that we're in a state of world in which people can't just accept others for what they look like and who they are.
I heard this one thing. I think it might have been Courtney Act that said it. Because we all know that I'm like heavily invested in drag.
Yeah.
But it's like she said one time that as soon as she stopped judging others for themselves, she found that like she stopped judging herself as well, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was, like, it's not something that I can personally relate to, but it's something that I can understand, and I feel like that's really good.
Yeah.
Letting go of one's judgment upon another is letting go of one's judgment upon the self.
Mm. I guess it ties into the whole thing of, like, comparing yourself to someone else. So, if you're constantly looking at someone and how they might be or judging or criticizing them, you're no longer comparing them to how they are to you.
Yeah. But yeah, I just thought it was a really good thing to say, and it's just something I remembered. Yeah.
Be free of judgment.
Yeah. One thing that I sort of struggle with a little bit as a trans person is, like, because there's obviously the gender dysphoria and everything, and a lot of that is physical. But it's like, hard sometimes to differentiate between what is gender dysphoria and what is just general body image issues, because I have both. And it's sort of like trying to figure out, because, like, gender dysphoria is sort of acceptable to the extent that it's not something that will be helped by therapy or anything.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, body image issues is obviously something you can work on. And it's sort of, yeah, just like trying to figure out where that separation is, so that I can work on the body image issues. Because as it's, like, intermingled, I can't really work on any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if that's something that other trans people experience, which I'm sure it is. But it's, yeah, something that I like, it doesn't bother me a whole lot, but it's something I'm conscious of.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh, yeah, you know?
Similarly related, it's like, I've got my body image issues as well. You know, like, you know, it's especially more prevalent, well, they talk about this all the time within the gay community, at least, that, you know, there's always that expectation that, you know, you have to be super ripped or fit to be accepted within the gay community and blah, 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 blah. I know that I've got a reasonably good body, but I'm still, I feel like a little bit like when I try and preach to the choir, like, oh, accept bodies that are bigger, accept bodies that are great and that, you know, that not everyone has to look like this. I feel kind of weird or guilty about saying that, knowing that I am kind of fit or slim, you know, so it's like I don't have. It's like I'm saying, oh, it's fine to be that, but then also I'm presenting this complete counter image to that. Yeah. I'm like,
well, some people just have like massive metabolisms. Like, I'm pretty. Is that where you fall? Would you say?
I think so. I mean, I do. You know,
You also like take really good care of yourself, as far as I can see.
In some ways, yeah.
In most ways. Well,
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, I eat, you know, I cook my own meals and I eat reasonably healthy and things like that. I go to the gym and work out. So there's that, but I'm not doing it because I want to, you know, look ripped or be shredded or to fit within the gay community. I'm just doing it because I want to be healthy. Yeah.
And if you want to see what Samuel looks like, he has many Instagram posts and just speedos.
Yep. Yep. Also, okay, I just want to touch on that because a lot of the time I get asked if I actually go swimming when I take those photos.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I go running into the beach in the freezing cold waters of
Dunedin. The amount of times you've messaged me and been like, I think I have hypothermia.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Again.
Well, Dunedin is cold.
It was the middle of winter and you thought it was a good idea.
This is another thing that I do for health, because I found that, what I've been told, that, you know, cold showers or ice baths and things like that
shocking the nervous system and resetting the brain.
It's good for your cardio and things like that. So, and also I find it like really like...
mental health, right?
Helps with my mental health. I don't know if it's for everyone or if it gives the same sort of mental clarity to other people. But for me, that's why I do it. And so, yes, if you go to my Instagram, you'll see me in my swim togs.
How many pairs of Speedos do you own, actually?
Oh, too many, and I'm going to have to get rid of some.
Where
of
do you keep them?
I've got a box, boxes in my cupboard.
Boxes, plural?
Yeah. I've had to sort them into, I'm going to sing a bit. You know, Britney Spears, I'm Mrs. She's too big, she's too thin. You know, my body has fluctuated over the years, so some pairs are now actually too big for me. Yeah. So I've got boxes, plural, because, oh, here's all the ones that are now too big for me that I should probably get rid of.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then
are they full?
What do you mean?
The boxes, are they full?
Let's not go into my boxes of swim togs.
I have one set of swimwear. Why does anyone need more than one pair of swimwear?
Variety is the spice of life.
I suppose you go to the beach a lot. It's not that I can't go to the beach, it's that I'm not really comfortable most of the time.
Yeah.
So like I only have my rash top and my swim shorts.
Yeah.
And then even then, it's like a whole production, because I like am most comfortable if I use chest tape instead of binding, because mm-hmm. that way I can actually swim and still have a mostly yep. flat chest. Mm-hmm. But that's a whole production, because you've got to make sure that your skin's all clean, and then you've got to actually do the taping, and it's a pain in the ass. Mm. And it's really difficult when you can't actually, like, you're doing it on yourself, and you've got to, like, reach around your side, and it's just annoying.
Can you swim? Like if you're going to go to, like, actual swing?
I love swimming.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty mediocre at swimming, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I miss swimming.
Yeah. I haven't been in a while. I should sign up. Oh, I need to go back to the pool. I used to do laps as well. That's the other thing. That's the other reason I quite have so many different pairs of Speedos, is that I actually discovered that I don't like wearing board shorts. They just always bunch up and just feel uncomfortable. So, like, when I go swimming and do lane swimming, that's what they're for. Mm. Yeah. And I just also, as soon as I saw one that was Spates and Highlanders and Pokemon
and, like, all your favorite things,
I was like, oh, they come in lots of colors,
shapes and colors.
So pretty.
Mm. And with that, we should probably close up.
Mm. But you, good night.
Yes, good night, because it's night.
Paul Marie.
Night.
Thanks for listening. Diversity Dispatch is a fortnightly show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Tune in next time on oar.org.nz or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more queer and diverse content. Over and out.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.